Blog Talk Radio.
Malcolm X. A song for the ancestors, brothers and sisters who paved the way, lit the day. We owe them so much that it's impossible for us to pay. Let me say, what we must do is illuminate the path for those who are to come. And then our name will be called in the words of some future song.
A tribute.
They're the progenitors of humanity. They named the moon and the dawn. What we must do is understand the divine role we are to play, and our children will love us, and our names they will gladly claim in tribute. Lit the day, we owe them so much that it's impossible for us to pay. Let me say, what we must learn is illuminate the path for those who are to come. And then our name will be called in the words of some future song of tribute. Yeah, this is a piece for the ancestors, brothers and sisters who've been here and gone. Face down the oppression so that our role could be lessened, who helped us to know that we are a part of the chain of life, and we owe to our children the same thing. We need to be children the same stands on, and if we live our lives correctly, we will be blessed to one day be called ancestors. This is a verbal libation.
Whose names we do not know. Habaragani, Hotep, Assalamu Alaikum, Shalom Alaikum, and all those beautiful words of peace. I'm your host, Brother Derek Jabril, and you are listening to The Narrative. And I'd like to say, boy, what a wonderful day we have here in the city of Houston. And it's going to be a pleasure to speak with you all this afternoon. Today's program, we're going to be talking about, and this will be the final program on this particular subject. The name of today's program is The Will, The Passport into the Hereafter. This is part four. And brothers and sisters, we are in a time where the decisions that we make can either make you or break you. It could be either a decision that will definitely be of great importance to your life, or it can become a great detriment to you. So we're going to explore this afternoon. And why is it that the will is more important now, more than ever? to get you into the hereafter. And we're going to talk about the hereafter today. Why is it the great achievement? Because you've been working all your life towards a goal, right? At least some folks have. They set a goal up for life where they want to be, and many have achieved the goals in which they set for themselves. However, there are those who have not even set a goal at all, and they're just going through life, just floating around just like you see a butterfly does on a hot, warm, sunny day. You just out there. So hopefully we can get you some clarity today. So I want to bring in today my brother and friend, Brother Wiley Muhammad, our co-host. Brother Wiley, you here with us today, sir?
Yes, sir, brother. I'm here.
All right. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam.
Yes, sir. We're going to be talking about the will, the passport into the hereafter. I'm going to give everybody the show description. If you go to Blog Talk Radio, you'll see the show's description. It says that in the life that we live, it is full of agreeables and disagreeables. Polarities are everywhere. You have ups and downs. You have successes and failures. We are living in a time where balance is being frowned upon and contradictions are being celebrated by both the righteous and the wicked. The hereafter, what is it and why is it the great achievement? Let's explore on this Labor Day weekend. Let's explore this. Oh, and by the way, the call-in number, if you want to call in today, it is area code 914-205-5519. Once you call that number, you can press 1. That will put you in the host queue, and I will see your call up on the switchboard. All right. Brother, on yesterday, I just so happened to come across a documentary where I watched where wildfires is burning across the planet. You see, think about like people that live in the United States. They just see everything from their own premise, as though you're the only light in the world. But brother, they flashed the name of Australia. They flashed the name of suburbia, Indonesia, California, of course. Man, they even showed a poor animal, man, that got singed by fire. It was a koala, and some people ran through and picked the koala up, you know, gave it water, poured water all over his body. But you can see when they wrapped him up in the little blankets that the koala was bleeding. And I'm saying, man, can you imagine that type of trauma to look at? Not only was the koala being consumed, you know, the forest, the homes, the animals, I mean, cars, you know, you name it. That fire in Australia was very, very, very bad one. Very bad. And they've never seen something like that before. However, that's what's going on today. You got fire raging all over the planet. And it seems like, man, some folks, man, they still don't heed the message. We was taught by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad that you got 4 great judgments that's gonna hit. And that's what, fire? No, I'm sorry. It was rain, hail, snow, and earthquake. Even with the rainstorms that we've been seeing, they've been coming down in torrents. Just as we witnessed just this week with Hurricane Ida. Any words you want to say on that, dear brother?
you stroking it. You taking care of it. I mean, he said what you said.
Yes, sir. Because my thing is with these hurricanes and storms. Now, after seeing what Harvey did, after seeing what Katrina did, and seeing all the other names, so I think they got a Larry out there now.
Yeah.
It's so interesting and kind of disheartening to see how people are just taking these things as though it's nothing to be concerned about. You have time to prepare for these things. And when you look at people that's stranded and need help, and then you can't, and it's not that I'm being disheartened, so to speak, by saying what I'm saying. But, beloved brothers and sisters, you have time in between these storms and these calamities to prepare. What are you doing to prepare? You don't save no money. You don't put up food. What are you doing? Is getting high, or a pack of cigarettes, or 6 packs or 24 packs of beer more important than your life? No, you all going to do them things. We're not ignorant to that fact. But don't you think that somewhere in the in-between all that partying that you do, don't you think you need to take the time to think about self, your family, well-being, and prepare for these disasters that's getting ready to take place? Because they're not stopping. Not by a long shot. It's going to get worse and worse and worse because the rulership, the leadership of this world, they are so arrogant, they feel that there is no God but them. And so now the true God is going to come in the manner as Jehovah did with Pharaoh. One prophet, let's not forget this one prophet, he saw God coming as a wine presser. Read it. It's there in the Bible. As a wine presser, you know what a wine presser does? You ever seen those, I don't know if they still do it in certain areas, parts of the world, but they were put in this big old barrel or whatever, grapes, and they have a person in there with their little garments on stomping through the grapes. and they stomp so much to where the juices from the grapes will cover the garment, and it appears, especially when you're dealing with the Concord grape, it appears to look like blood. God seen as a wine presser? My God, you better take heed, right, brother?
That's absolute. Most definitely take heed. If I said one thing on that matter, brother, is,
yes,
you know, we've discussed this in other shows. If anybody want to check, just go back to the shows. You can see what we discussed it. It's always where, when you look at this catastrophic destruction, you see our people trapped in it. They're trapped in it. They don't have food. They don't have water. They don't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
All they can do is wait on someone to rescue them. And that is a hope that they get rescued before death comes to them.
Right.
Man, and I know what you mean by you're not trying to be callous about it. It is disbelief in God that causes this type of behavior to exist. People live without preparation. We talked about it. When you live without preparation, you're prepared for nothing.
Right.
And so when disaster comes, you can tell these are the people who always suffer the most, the greatest, the stiffest blow of the disaster.
That's right.
Even having time to get out of the way of it, if nothing else, the warning came. It came long before. So you had an opportunity to get out many ways. Buses, vehicles. Because
right.
I've seen many of people, brother, who had their own vehicles who could have gotten out, but they chose to stay. So
that's right.
Hey, what can you say?
That's right. And you know, and my thing is, man, I'm looking at, oh man, as a man, you have to take charge. Period. How can you as a man sit there in a situation, you see the waters are rising, and you looking in at your wife and your children, and some of y'all have pets, add the pet into it too. They lives are in your hands now. And you should have been thinking on that level long before that disaster struck. Man, you got it. Prevention it should be number one on your list. What's that old saying that you say that self-preservation should always be first?
First law of nature.
First law of nature. And that goes to show you how off we are from nature. Because one thing nature will show you, if you go back and look at the tsunami that hit Japan that time, isn't it something how the animals got the hell up out of there?
Yeah.
And the people were just standing there looking in awe, and the animals were already gone. Matter of fact, normally whenever large waves come in like that, you will see even birds flying above the water. But you didn't see no birds that day. Nowhere in there. Even the birds knew that look, the birds say, and the chickens say, man, cluck this, we getting up out of here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we going to high ground, and we going to leave the humans right there. You didn't even see no monkeys that day. And monkeys run rampant around there. So that means that our barometers are off.
Yes.
Well, anyway, brother.
Very much so.
Yeah, we are all,
brother.
Much so. Well, you know, we're going to get into subject today. Yeah, go ahead, brother.
No, I was just saying, you know, when destruction like this take place,
mm-hmm.
If the initial blow of it, you know, it floods everything or it blows everything to hell.
Right.
But the real impact is after that has passed, because the high water still remains. You can't maneuver or move about. The stores have been flooded out, blown down,
right,
or what have you. No, you can't get no gas. You don't have no utilities. and you're just stuck into hell.
That's right.
And we see this repeatedly occurring. Repeatedly, it's occurring faster now.
Mm-hmm.
And we still don't heed the warning.
Right.
Well, then, if you still don't heed the warning, where's the blame? You
right.
say, well, it's so horrific. You know, this is not about blame, bro. Yes, it is. It's blame on yourself.
That's right.
You can't blame the white man for that because you've been given ample warning and ample time to get out of the way of the destruction. Buses,
right.
all kinds of transportation is even supplied to you who don't have your own vehicles to get out. You still don't go. You
right.
still don't go. So mm-hmm. everybody, not only you and your ignorance suffer, but everybody that depends on you suffers. Because what?
Right.
Your spouses, your children, all depend on you. As you said, brother, they're animals and everything. All depend on them. And the decision they make is we gonna stay. We gonna set this out. We gonna be here. So now,
right.
now your little babies and things is floating around in the water. Alligator bait, alligator food.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
everybody, it's grief all over you. It's grief all over you for losing your spouses and losing your parents and losing your children. But whose
right.
fault is it?
Right.
You made a decision that caused the death of all that you love. That's your decision.
Mm-hmm. It was your decision, and you lay, and the blame lays at your feet, because brother,
at your feet.
You know, and it's so sad because when we was coming up as children, we knew about carbon monoxide, you know, but
yes,
you have
yes,
this particular
yes.
generation right now, they don't even know, they don't even have a clue. One brother, man, and it was. You know, it was really sickening for me to hear this. But it was a young man, I'm pretty sure in his 20s. You know, they know him around the neighborhood, the one that probably,
yeah.
you know, just from the drinking and the smoking and hanging out and just being just enjoying life on that particular aspect. Because if you didn't enjoy it, then why would you be doing it? But either way it go, man, this young man sat there and for what I understand, it was very cold. He made the decision to put his children and the wife into a car, cut on the car
ignition.
Did not raise up his garage, and all of them died in the car. How come you don't know these things? That's what I don't understand. Why is partying and acting a damn fool more important to you than life, than your life? It's mind-boggling.
You know, all of these carry, all of these destructions carry stories.
Yes, it
all
does.
All of them carry stories. And the stories they carry, basically, is about people who did not heed the warning, and even about others who tried to save the people who didn't heed the warning.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of them lose their life trying to rescue and save the ones who didn't heed the warning.
Right.
That's a whole nother teaching about that.
Ooh, boy, but go look at the circle. It goes right back to that one fatal decision from that one that did it. crazy. Deep, deep, deep. Well, brother, today we on this wheel thing. You know, your wheel is the most precious thing that you have. It was given to us by the God himself, by the originator himself. But the wheel can be a blessing for you, but also can be a great detriment to you. It depends on how your level of understanding. You know, it definitely depends on that. And your decision-making. We talked about making decisions, hard decisions in a time of great trial and great trouble and distress. Knowledge will help you win in certain situations. But decisions can also help you get out of bad situations, or it can put you in a bad situation. You know, Brother Farrakhan, in the Building the Wheel study guide, he drew from the Quran, Brother Wally. He drew from that chapter, from the chapter, the Surah chapter, the B, section 9:16, section 33 verse. And it says, I'm going to read it. It says, and surely there's a lesson for you in the cattle. We give you to drink of what is in the bellies from between the feces and the blood, pure milk, agreeable to the drinker. Farrakhan goes on to write that pure milk is a valuable and virtually complete source of nutrition to the physical body. It is the working of the divine natural laws set in motion by Allah God that produces such a valuable and agreeable diet, separating it from the blood and the dung. Just as divine laws work in the physical world to produce pure food by separating them from obnoxious elements and useless excrement, their working in the spiritual world produces the most sublime moral teaching, which afford us a pure, agreeable, and complete spiritual diet. Spiritual diet, brother. What are your thoughts on a spiritual diet?
On a spiritual diet?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Since we love to eat and consume physical food, how do we tie that into consuming in the Word of God, you know?
Well, you say spiritual diet is, and if you relate to spiritual, it's something that basically is known, but not as a result, apparently, to the eye or to the ear, etc.
Right.
And so, you know, if you're looking at spiritual teachings as it relate to the Word of God,
right,
then you have to look at understanding, comprehending correctly the Word by which you can utilize for self-benefit.
Right.
And so this is what we do in regards to what we learn of that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us. We study it, and we study it closely. And from those teachings, we are able to extract from them knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, that we may use them in such a way that they provide benefit for us and protect us against those things that are detrimental to us.
Right. Right, exactly. And I've always wondered, man, because I guess some people, because of the bad examples, we might as well go and put it out there, the millions of bad examples that we have seen with people who claim to be the people of God, the teachers of God, the preachers, and the scriptural scientists. And I guess that's what kind of turned a lot of people off whenever they hear the term spiritual. Oh, you think the thing you want to run to is religion. No, but it don't necessarily mean that. If you talk about like spiritual, matter of fact, let me pull up the definition of it. It says it's an adjective. It says relating to or affecting the human spirit or soul, as opposed to material or physical things. Okay, I like that. But you know what in the nation we've been taught that the soul only represents the breath of life. You know, your being. But again, it says relating to or affecting the human spirit or soul as opposed to material or physical things. That ain't all religion, y'all. That's not talking about all religion. Because it have a physical thing, like I'm sitting up here looking at this ceramic owl here. It's made out of ceramic. It's a thing. Tell me, how does that relate to religion? Some of you are riding your car right now. Is the car holy? You know, some of you are walking around in the park right now. Is the tree holy? But what makes these things holy in your mindset? It all comes right back around to you and how you see things and how you perceive things. A spirit, to have a spiritual diet, to me would be always to constantly keep feeding your mind higher knowledge, higher science, but you're basing it on the wisdom of the God himself. When you walk around in creation and you look around at all this beauty out here, you look around at the flowers that's on your compound, some of you who have farm right now, you walk around, you look at all the crops that's being grown, you look at all the fruits and the vegetables and all those things, you know, you drink in the beauty and the majesty of it, you know, that would be a spiritual diet for me, is to learn how these things grow and come about and just look at the wisdom of Almighty God, you know, the beauty of it, just to know that, man, you know, I am alive. None of this stuff supposed to have been here, brother. None of it. But we are here. When you look at the universe, look up into the stars, look at all these things. At one point in time, it was triple blackness up there. And anybody that have ever been in the Navy and have ever went out there in that ocean, and when nightfall come, it is so dark out there to where you can't even see your hand in front of you, especially if the moonlight is not out on that night. You can't even see your hand. And this is where all of this came up out of. That's power in itself, just to even think on that, because you start channeling your mind into the energy that's out there. Go ahead, dear brother.
Oh, man, it's just, I'm just listening and...
Yes, sir.
Just contemplating the subject matter mainly of what you're saying, the will, and the, what you say, the pathway to
passport. Yes, sir.
Passport to the hereafter. Yes, I'm just contemplating that. I'm waiting on you to elaborate more on it.
Okay, yeah, yes, sir. Yeah, I mean, because what I'm talking about, like, you know, like in life, you know, we live in a bunch of nothing, as I was saying in the description, full of agreeables and disagreeables. You know, polarities are everywhere. You know, you have your ups and you have your downs. You have your successes and failures. You know, we are living in that time where balance is being frowned upon and contradictions, you know, are being celebrated by both righteous and wicked people. I mean, what a crazy time that we are living in today. No means yes. Yes means no. To be sane, you know, you are seen to be insane. To be cautious, you are seen to be careless. You know, we are living in that time of intense darkness, both spiritually and physically. Mentally, you know, just put it there. On all three levels, to be honest with you, because, man, we do a great detriment to ourselves physically. But that's another story. We're going to talk about how to eat to live in some days coming up. But, you know, this is the time of dying devils. That's the point. It is written in the Bible and the Quran of an intense fire covering the earth. Everybody will taste or be troubled by these flames. Hear me well. What do I mean about a passport? A passport is a form of identification. You know how it is, brother. You want to go to another continent or whatever, or country, they ask for a passport. Your traveling passport.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right? So we're traveling right now. Okay? However, the hereafter, as we were taught by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, is here after the system and the wicked is destroyed. Don't necessarily mean you going to a place, you know? You're going to be here. A lot of things that you are experiencing right now is still going to be present. It ain't like destruction is gonna just take everything out in one day. That's hocus pocus teaching. It's kind of like what you said, brother, about how things and how people can going to be removed naturally. It's a natural thing.
Yeah.
But it's also a gradual thing. So, your will, which is a gift from God, and it's only man that has this ability to either reject God's will or live in God's will. But what does this have to do with the hereafter? This will lay it home right here. is that, can you imagine God opening up a new world order, new world life to people who will not bow down to his will?
No, it
means. I don't think he
did. No.
So that's what we're talking about, a passport into the hereafter is your will. What are you willing to give up?
Well, you know, if I may say, brother, I don't want to interrupt you.
Go ahead. No, I'm finished. Go ahead.
Thinking about this, I wrote something here. My wife said something to me, and it really sparked in my mind. And what I wrote was, hereafter, when we just look at the word itself.
Right.
Here means present.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go nowhere. You're right here.
That's right.
And after you look at means something has occurred.
Right.
And this, whatever it be, followed it. And so we use after. So we say, I wrote this hereafter in regards to what we look forward to.
Yes.
It's here on this planet Earth after the destruction of the devil in your mind.
Right.
And using the knowledge of self from the teachings that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave us from God himself to do it with. They say, well, just think about this. The messenger gave us something. He gave us. This is something he received from God.
Right.
What he received from God was the knowledge of self.
Right.
Which he gave to us so that we may know ourselves. Once we came into this knowledge, and embrace this knowledge and begin to live it, it changed us.
Mm-hmm.
And what it changed us into was as we were in the beginning.
Right.
So are we today. That's what it was designed for.
Mm-hmm.
And so he can't exist in our mind like that once we come back to the knowledge of ourselves.
Right.
We do as we do, like the old Flip Wilson's saying was, the devil made me do it.
Yeah.
Well, under his power and influence, his persuasion, that's just who made us do what we do. All of these things that are unacceptable to God.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was the devil's rule and time in which he do so.
Right.
But upon coming back to self, as the scriptures say, return unto me and I will return unto you.
Unto you. Mm-hmm.
We become ourselves again. That's something that we must do. And we
right.
got to do this before we can, what, bring in
mm-hmm.
what it is that we want for ourselves.
Right.
You know, because we don't want to do as the scriptures say, mix the, what, old and the new together.
Right. Right.
Contamination.
That's right. Exactly.
So what we do with this knowledge firsthand, and you have to use the will to do it.
That's right.
You must be willing to do it.
Right.
Is that which is necessary to destroy the old mind that we act on? We have to destroy
right.
that. We have to destroy the old mind that motivates us to do all that is unacceptable to God. We have to destroy it.
That's right.
And in so destroying that, it's like in the Matrix, they say, what? The body can't what? Live
without the mind. Yeah.
So we have to have a new mind.
That's right.
And the new mind that we have is the new way of the God of today. You understand
that's right.
What I'm saying?
Yes, sir, surely do.
And so, as the scriptures say, the former things are passed away. So, in having the new mind of the God of today, our perception of reality change. Our perception of everything in our environment change. Because if your mind is made new, then you are indeed a new creature. Is not that
right.
The fulfillment of the promise?
That's right.
That's the fulfillment of the promise. Now that you are a new creature, what else? All kinds of transformations began to happen.
That's right.
And the scripture again says, be ye transformed, right?
That's right.
By the what?
Renewing.
By the renewing of the mind.
Yes, sir.
Because the mind controls everything of the body.
That's right.
So its effect is what? On the body, you get made new. Oh, my God. Waleed, where are you going? If you think in new thoughts because you have a new mind, if you seeing new perception because you have a new mind, the perceptions in thought produces a new belief.
Right.
And you have a new belief that is acted out through your body because it is being influenced by that mind that you have, which is what? The mind of God. So
beautiful, brother.
You will not tolerate the same things that God won't tolerate.
Come on.
You won't change the same thing that God won't change. The things that are God's enemies is your enemy.
That's right.
So when all of this destruction is going on, it is because the mind of God in his people is united to form one mind. And, bruh, that is the power of power being generated. So what God choose to do in, say, as one, I heard one devil say this morning on a show, the reset button has been pushed. They know what's going on.
Yeah.
You can't stop this. There's no force that can match this.
Right.
And so he is, listen, this is very plain. He is destroying the mind. This is all, this is the wisest of God. He don't have to point no finger at nobody.
He sure don't.
No. He is destroying the mind of the God that rules this planet for the past 6,000 years. He is destroying it. And so destroying it, that mind loses its persuasion and influence upon the people who have been persuaded and influenced by and through its dictates.
Right, right.
And as a result, all of the people who choose God start to become free of the mind that has ruled them for the past 6,000 years.
Right.
They feel it. They began to feel themselves being made new. They began to think new. And you see the influence of the mind that has been ruling humanity for this time losing its grip, and the reason it's losing its grip, it's losing its power.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So after, that's the here and now what's going on, what is being witnessed.
Right.
He's right now trying to call in all of his sources of power. You know, I don't want to go into that part, but you understand what I've said thus far. After this power and influence have been, what, destroyed and cut.
Yeah, done away with. Yes, sir.
Done away
Hello?
With.
Yes, sir.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah,
after this power and influence have been done away with, the people would be free of it. And being free of it in itself brings immediately, not later, not something you have to wait for, brings immediately a heaven state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it brings.
Mm-mm. That's what it brings.
A peace that people have prayed for, begged for, all kinds of ways tried to get. It brings automatically that to the mind. And now the mind is influencing now. The mind has been changed. So it is influencing what? The nervous system. That's the biology part of it. The nervous system now is beginning to influence the whole body and every cell in it. And in so doing, producing what? The kind of chemistry throughout the whole body that adds to and bring about health and rejuvenation like it has never known before, except in the beginning.
Yes, sir.
That is the after part of it, and I'm going to leave it there.
Right. That's exactly right. What's that old saying that everybody always say? Behold, I will make all things new.
Yeah,
you know, and everything you said, brother, was the
the Honorable Elijah Muhammad definitely agrees with, because if you go to Message to the Black Man, the section that says the hereafter, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad wrote, he said the hereafter means after the destruction of the present world, its power and authority to rule.
That's right. That's it.
Everything that you just said.
That's it.
And
all
he goes on to say,
law.
Yes, sir. And he goes on to say this. He says, we all look forward to a hereafter, to seeing and living under a ruler and a government of righteousness. After
That's
the destruction
right.
of unrighteousness, even
That's
the
right.
people of the man of sin, the devils, are worried, disgusted, dissatisfied with their own world, and wish to see a change to a better world. But they desire to
That's
be
right.
the ruler in that better world. The hereafter, some believe, will be after the great war of Armageddon or Holy War.
That's all going on now.
It's going on now. And it must be made clear. It must be made clear. You will not rule in the next world. It's not for you. Matter of fact, you will start to cease to exist as we're looking at right now. This is a very slow progression. And the thing about, and we're going to talk about that physical fire and spiritual fire coming up in the next hour. Because a physical fire, you know, man, hey, that's fatal, man. If you get caught up in it, that's fatal. You know, that's the finality. That's the final curtain. But a spiritual fire, that can last for years, man. And in the spiritual fire, it depletes organs. It's a slow track. But it's a very effective track, because sometimes when it's a spiritual thing, you know, in the spirit world, and many of you all have dreamed before, and it's something like, and Brother Wally, you made mention of this once before too, brother. And it's something that you don't feel no pain. In your dream, you don't feel no pain. However, but if you're constantly in anger and frustration, and you live your life like that on a daily basis, it have a tendency to start destroying your organs from within because of the bad chemistry that you are releasing out.
Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego.
Yes, sir.
Thrown into the furnace.
Right.
Not only did it not have any effect on them, it didn't have no effect on the garments that they wore.
Right.
And
right.
when they looked in there, they say, I know we put three people in here.
Yeah.
But there was another one in there with them, like unto the Son of Man.
Right.
God is with him. That is the meaning of his name. God
right.
is with him.
Is with him. Man. And
it's being proven
today. Go ahead. Yes, sir.
It's being proven.
That's right.
Yes.
Boy, we
live in a great time, brother.
Yes, we are. The times that the prophets even wanted to see.
Yeah,
they didn't live. They couldn't live
time.
Long enough to see this, but you know, we are actually experiencing everything that they wanted to see. All right, brother.
Yeah.
You know, while I was searching for a nice song to play in the break based on this subject. And, you know, I'm going to offer this song by Tracy Chapman called Why, through the Fair Use Act of 1976. So I'm going to offer that song, and we're going to talk with you, take your calls if you want to call in. The telephone number is area code 914-205-5519. That's area code 914. Let me go slow because, you know, some people have to go run around the house to get a pen or pencil or something.
But the area code is 914-205-5519. We'll see you on the other side of the break. You listen to the next.
Enough food to feed the world. Why wouldn't there so many of us so there are people still alone? Why are the little salt peacekeepers when there ain't to kill? Why is a woman still not safe when she's in her home? Love is hate, war is peace, no is yes, we're all free. But somebody's gonna have to answer. Time is coming soon. Amidst all these questions and contradictions, there's some who speak the truth. But tell me, why do the babies starve? There's enough food to feed the world. Why wouldn't there so many of us if there are people still alone? Why are the missiles all peacekeepers when there ain't to kill? Why is a woman still not safe when she's in her home? Love is hate, war is peace. Oh, yes, we're all free. But somebody's gonna have to answer. The time is coming soon. When the blind remove their blinders and the cease to speak the truth. Tell me, why do the babies starve? There's enough food to feed the world. Why wouldn't there so many of us? There are people still alone. And why are the little salt peacekeepers when they're aimed to kill? Why is a woman still not safe when she's in her home? Love is hate, war is peace, no is yes, we're all free.
Oh, Chapman, why? Listen to the lyrics of that. It says, why do the babies starve? There's enough food to feed the world. Why is a woman still not safe when she's in her home? Why are all the missiles called peacekeepers when they're aimed to kill? That's what we're talking about today. Man, we live in a very crazy, jacked up time in the world today. And we are back on the narrative, me, my brother, and Brother Wali Muhammad, here with you this afternoon on this Labor Day weekend. Last Labor Day, let me get up. There we go. Yeah, last Labor Day, Brother Wally, you know what? We spoke. It was you, me, Sister Minister, LaVette Muhammad, and Brother Derek out of Atlanta, Georgia, man. Uh-huh. We were together on that day, and the topic that we talked about on last year was, moving from minus to a triad God or something like that. I can't remember the title, but yeah, we talked about those things, and now we're talking about the wheel now. and your will being a passport into the hereafter. I mean, we're already here. You know, you're already here, but it's after something that has to be removed. And I love that example, brother, you gave about the chemistry. Your own chemistry started changing from within, because I can bear witness to that, man, and especially if you look at anybody that has ever entered into How to Eat to Live by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and you look at them, you have a distinct look from everybody else that's around you. Look at the Muslims, especially the sisters, man. My God. Man, that is a radiant beauty that can't come from without. That comes strictly from within. to where you can look at people and you can see a light emanating from them. Especially if you really, really into how to eat to live. And the new thought also helps to formulate and bring out that new radiant energy within you. It's powerful,
well,
brother.
When you know, that's why I say studying the self.
Right.
When you study the self, you find out things like you mentioned. And that is how thought affects the physical body. And that's why it's really important how you think, the thoughts that you think, because they really have a deep effect on you. I mean,
right.
You can create chemistry within your being that is very detrimental to you physically. But you can also create thought is very beneficial to your growth and development.
Mm-hmm.
And because you're influencing with your mind the chemistry of your body.
Right.
You're doing it that way.
That's right.
And so when you realize you have that kind of ability and you consciously decide on how you choose to do whatever, and you, as the Buddhists say, you become mindful of your deeds and actions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you work in some really powerful chemistry. You know, you look at such things is something how people say they believe, and then when you show them, they say man, I don't believe it. That it means something else.
yeah.
Take for instance, the woman who had so much faith that she felt that if she just touched the hem of Jesus' garment,
right,
that it would make everything all right.
Yeah.
And she suffered, let's say the word today, a disability. And when she touched his garment, he asked,
mm-hmm,
who was it that did so? And she said, Master, it was her.
Right.
Why? Because she felt that if she could just touch the hem of his garment, that she would be all right.
Right.
And his reply to her, because of not his ability.
Right.
Not his ability. He said, because of your faith.
Right,
that's
right.
Your ability. Huh?
Right. That's right.
You are indeed healed. You see?
Yes, sir. Look at the words, what you just said.
Healed.
That's right.
So you have, it just shows the potential. Doctors all the time see people who they inform, well, it's nothing else we can do. We have to leave you in the hand of God.
Mm-hmm.
And the people, so they're telling you, you know, ain't nothing we can do. You know, you're going to die.
Right.
But then you see miraculous changes all the time occur.
Yeah. Right.
And when you see them occur, even the doctor is surprised. They say, what? This is impossible. The only reason they say that is they can't explain it. They don't have the knowledge or the understanding of to be able to explain it. They said, so they refer to it as a miracle. No, it just shows the potential of a human that truly, truly embraces that truth.
Yes, sir.
That, you know, our bodies have great potential of restoration. Because death is occurring in us all the time. So is life. Death occurs, and our body is what? Bring forth more life. And as a result of it, what? We are sustained by that life that comes forth. So if you look at this on a small scale and you go to looking at the cells in the body and how they conduct this, then you say, what amazement, what amazement. Look at all of these things dying and all of these things replacing it. And look at the workers that are doing the work in doing that. And look at the book that's in them that the workers are able to read and reconstruct, bring about what is needed for the body in order to maintain. You say, oh, my God, what am I looking at? Scientists have seen this. They look at it all the time. And now they just don't have the strength of mind. They don't have the strength of mind to be able to do it. See, that's what you're talking about here. So it is a new science, which I mentioned. It ain't new to us. It's new to them.
That's right.
They call it epigenetics.
Right.
So it is a new science that they are studying that is at the forefront of science now that is showing how with the mind, you can influence the genes.
Right.
Whereby can extend life, you can, by repairing whatever is needed to repair. It's miraculous. But, you know, these studies are coming about, and everything that comes about, you know, you got to realize if you still waiting on the devil to tell you about all of his newfound discoveries, it's like saying you waiting on the devil to tell you the truth about his own existence and about what he did and all. Why would you do that? And you've been the victim of it.
That's right.
No, you have to look to another source, and the source today is God and his elect. That is the source you have to look today to find out about things that you potentially are able to do.
Right.
In the right mind. When you are in your right mind.
That's right. You know, but I kind of laughed a little bit because I remember the conversation from last year, you kind of made the same observation. You had said what do we look like asking the devil for reparations?
It is funny.
That's what you said last year, man.
And then,
like you just said, man, it's like you're trying to ask them for some type of, you know, you got to kind of give some, you know, accreditation, you know, that, that, oh, these people are telling the truth. No, these people are lying to you, you know.
No, lying to you from day one.
Yeah.
When they, when he speaketh the lie, he speaketh of his own. For he is a liar and the father of it. Don't get
right.
mad with these people for not telling you the truth. It's
right.
ridiculous. This is how they have ruled for so long. They have ruled for so long. So you think he's just going to give up his rule in
mm-hmm.
order to let you rule? No, come on, man.
Mm-mm.
That ain't even real. Don't be walking around hating white folks for being white folks. You might need to slap yourself out of head for not being yourself.
Right.
When one has come to return you back to yourself.
That's
and
right.
And you still reject yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody you want to slap side the head, slap yourself.
That's right. You the one at fault. And the buck stops with you, especially if you the head of your own home.
You might do like them old folks used to tell us, I'm going to slap the devil out of you.
Right.
You know. And then, so you slap yourself side the head, you might be successful in slapping the devil out of you. And wake up to your black self.
That's right. Or like Jamie Foxx say, I'll slap the halibut out of you. That fish, the halibut.
I mean, come on, man. We sitting around hating on the devil for being himself.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. Come on. You got to leave that alone. Let
That's
that
right.
go. You can't change what has happened already.
Right.
It's already done occurred. It already happened. You know, just say, hey, man, you was really good at what you did, you know, and you still pretty good at it if I don't be careful. And go about
right.
your business and walk around. You walking around hating on these people, ain't doing nothing but creating bad chemistry in yourself and killing yourself.
Right, right. Exactly. You know, in the Bible, it says that of the fire, it's a part where it spoke about the fearful and the unbelieving to have their part
yeah.
in the lake of fire. And
yeah.
and I thought about that word, part, you know. and then you know, a part is a script of an actor that who plays in a stage play, movie, or a role, you know. And then it says
uh-huh.
the fearful and the unbelieving. I mean, let's look at this. You know, what role are the people playing in today in 2021? In this time period, especially of COVID-19. I mean, do you feel pressure, force, stress today pushed into doing something that God himself disapproves of? I mean, we are at the crossroads of decisions again. It's a life and death decision. Nobody can make that decision but you.
Well, you know, the saying is, let us work the works while it is day, for when night comes, no man can work.
Right.
Well, let me tell you something. as you can tell, it's really getting close to that dark. You know, it's that time of day where it's really getting dark. And ain't no man, let me tell you, the teachings is going to discontinue.
Mm-hmm.
You heard me say
oh,
it,
yeah.
brother.
Oh, yeah.
The teachings are going to discontinue. It's already written. And you know what? all who haven't embraced him, boy, it's going to be, you talking about dark outside, you ain't going to be able to see a star, let alone the moon and the sun. You won't see a star. That's absolute darkness. Now you figure out how you gonna get your way out of that when it's hard in hell to get your way out of the bright day of the sun.
That's right.
When ain't no more teaching, when the teaching stops, then that is the darkening. Is allowed to come in, and boy, you ain't gonna hear nothing but wailing and gnashing of teeth in that state, because that is a state when ain't no thought you embody in your head is gonna get you out of the hellish condition that you gonna be in. That's the kind of darkness they talking about. I wasn't talking about the sun going nowhere. You may have bright days like this every day. But what I'm talking about is when you can't thought, when you can't think a thought that will liberate you from the hell that you're in.
That's right.
That's a dire situation. You be running around trying to find somebody who can help you. They can't, because they're thinking the same way you are.
That's
it's called
right.
the hopeless state.
Huh? Yep.
It's good. Yep. That's taking away your hope. You know, when it gets so dark like that, you lose your hope. You know, then you know what the next thing from that is, don't you? You go mad.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you go way in the deep end.
When you lose your hope, you go mad. Some people say insane or what. But I...
Sunken place. That's what I was trying to think of. Yeah.
All of this is the, you got to look at what this is. Listen to me real close out there. All of this is the consequence. It's the consequence of your rejection of the truth. Don't be blaming stuff, you know, on God. It's your rejection of the truth. It ain't like you haven't had the opportunity to receive it and embrace it, but your rejection of it is going to put you in a state of absolute darkness.
That's right.
They say you'd be walking around looking like you're drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. That's chastisement there, bro. That's,
no
that's really awful. That's something awful.
Yeah.
No thought. You can't think a thought. That means situations and circumstances are so in your environment that you can't figure out no way which you can obtain for yourself anything that will get you out of your situation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's pretty bad.
Yes, it is. And that's so, why, man. Today, if God I love the way you broke down on one of the shows the Lord's Prayer, the 23rd Psalm.
Oh,
it's really
yeah,
that
baby.
Part when you had talked about the table. Being prepared,
yes.
You know that God is so merciful.
Yes,
yes, sir. The God is so
merciful now that if someone paint you with these knowledge, they for real prayed and you asked for a way out. The God is still sending you people because it's still the light of day. The work is still taking place. But like the brother just said, it's going to come a time where no more teaching is going to be offered.
Oh, my God.
No more light is going to be there.
It's why we work so hard, brother. We work so hard night and day. We work so hard trying to get this truth to all of our people. We can't force them to accept it. That's not our power to do.
No.
But it is our job to at least make sure that all who want to hear it have the opportunity to do so. So we have been working for years on top of years. Every time you run into a brother, he's trying to give you the truth that he received from the master. And that's love. He gets spit in the face. He gets cursed out.
Right.
Get threatened to take the brother's life. All kinds of things that the people do. Brother, you're going to see that again. You're going to see that again. It ain't, oh, my God. They said we shudder to think of it.
Right.
Because it's going to be something awful, brother. I ain't talking about nothing. I ain't talking about nothing, science fiction and stuff like that.
That's right.
I'm talking about actual fact, brother. Because let me tell you something. Ask some of the people who experience the hell of Ida, the hurricane. Ask some of them what it's like. Ask them what it's like when you have no light in your house and no way of getting any. You don't have no oil for a lamp or nothing. You cold in hell and wet in hell. You got snakes all around you. You got alligators around you. You can't go out into the water because they everywhere and they going to eat you.
Yeah.
You have no food stored up. You hungry in hell. And in the daytime, you're experiencing 100-degree temperatures. All day. No air condition. Nowhere. No water.
Yeah.
No food. Yeah. No shade. Wet. Ask them what it's like to be in there. Well, all you're doing is crying. All you're doing is looking at your family suffer. And your family is calling to you, Dad, I'm hungry. Dad, I'm thirsty. Dad, I'm cold. Dad, and then in the midst of all of that, you got a pandemic.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
You got a pandemic that's just in the air all around you. Well, you know if you get it, you're going to choke to death on your own slang. Well, I'm telling you, this is no science fiction. This is very natural, and it's very real what's occurring. That's the thing. Our people have been made to believe from listening to the devil that this is going to be something like on television, science fiction. So you're looking for the science fiction to occur. No. Just like I explained it then, what hell is like is gonna be, it's very real, just like that. To ask the people what they are suffering, is it hell or not? You don't have no money after all of this passes you. You have nowhere to stay. you're hungry in hell. You got to wait till the water come to you, wait till the food come to you. You just can't go get it. You don't know where you're going to stay. You're homeless. The other day, you had a little money, but now it's all gone. You can't rebuild. You're waiting on the insurance to save you. Ooh, what did I say? It ain't nothing you can think in your mind to figure out a way to bring you out of this hell. And knowing that it's your rejection of the truth that has brought this kind of hell in your life. That's very real.
Very much. And don't you know, Brother Wally, can you hear me, brother?
Yes, I can, brother. Can you hear
me? Okay, because something just happened, and I've been hearing that this has been going on with different platforms, is that when you begin to start talking about the pandemic and showing the consequences of what's going on with the pandemic and offering up alternative, like you got alternative doctors that you bring onto your program, all of a sudden your programs get dropped. And that just happened just a few seconds ago, minutes ago. I was just listening, then all of a sudden the switchboard dropped me. And I just want to let you all know that there's no way in the world you're going to be able to stop this truth. It's just like trying to stand in front of a boulder that start rolling down a hill. You're not going to stop this truth. No, you can cut off the people's information avenues all you like, but it's just like the old battle hymns that people love to sing. Like, his truth is marching on, glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. You're not going to stop this truth. So it's a waste of time with doing that. My brother was in the midst of saying what he was saying. And a nice try. But it did get through. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Throw that out there. But yeah, brother, you know, that's where the controversy is today. This is where we at today. You know, the people are saying, should I take the experimental vaccine or should I or shouldn't I? You know, should I obey the word of God or should I obey the law, you know, the word of man? For some, it's a no-brainer. God comes first. For some, God comes second. And for others, God does not matter at all.
Well,
go ahead, bro. What
let me say this. The reason you get cut a lot of times is because you use the vaccine word.
Oh, I understand. I'm getting to that.
So what happens is now if you want to reference anything like that, they using a word now. Because it's happening to a lot of people, brother.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening to a lot of people speaking on major television and things like that.
Right, right.
So instead of saying that, they have started saying, excuse me, did you get the jab?
Right, right, I heard that.
Did you get the jab
right.
or not? You know, so
well,
if you got the jab, if you got the jab, we know you got the shot.
Right, right.
And if you didn't get the jab, you didn't get the shot. And what I like about it is this, not telling you to, not telling you not to get it.
Right.
That's your choice.
Right.
See, this is another part of it. That's your choice. Now,
that's right.
It's a matter of whether you make a choice that benefits you or whether you make a choice that is detrimental to you or not. That's a
right.
part of your decision-making.
That's your decision. That's right.
That's your decision. It's like
that's
a man
right.
going to vote, a man or woman going to vote. There's a reason that they have the shield, the little curtain, on the voter box.
Right.
It's so that you can do that in private, right?
Right.
And then when you come out of the machine and somebody asks you down the street, well, did you vote for so-and-so or how did you? You have no obligation to tell that
exactly.
person how you voted.
Exactly.
That's why you go into the machine and close the curtain.
Right.
That's private.
That's right.
You see? And then they say if you don't tell them, then they assume that you voted for someone who they believe is against what they won't represent.
Right.
And
right.
people can assume what they will. You
That's
have
right.
to live with that.
You have to live with
you
it.
You know. You have to live with
and,
that. But it's your decision
right.
to make.
Yeah. It's your decision to make. And that's all we push on here. Man, I know they have heard it. Maybe they got Blog Talk and got people doing the moderating and listening in to these different programs and whatnot. But you know, I want to say this here. This is a great controversy, yes. But you know, in talking and using as the brother may mention about the term vaccine. However, I want to say right here that we are not medical doctors. Nor do we claim to be experts in the field of virology. However, we are part of a nation of doctors, lawyers, farmers, and watchmen and women that advise us on matters of the nation of Islam. You know, I want to make this very clear. So when you hear us speak on subjects, on the narrative, know that it is always tied to our beliefs in our organization stores, you know, of which I'm a proud member of. And I've been that for the past 30 years, plus years. So, you know, and you have heard it said all the time, there is no compulsion in Islam. There's no compulsion in religion. We don't do those things. That's you and your wicked mind. You know what you're doing, so therefore you're trying to cut out anybody that make mention of this controversy that's going on. You thinking that you can cut the people off. That had happened to Dr. Boyce Watkins here this week. He had an alternative doctor on his program, brother, and then all of a sudden, the minute she got to talking about different alternatives. And then all of a sudden, she got cut off. and brother couldn't pull her back up. Huh?
Yeah,
oh, you
I'm
say you familiar with it?
I'm familiar with it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah. It ain't like we don't know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? We are wide awake people.
Well, you know, it's right now, it's like I said.
Mm-hmm.
The people are... You know, the people, the Americans, the people who own this country.
Right.
Who took this country. They're not very happy right now.
Right.
And my advice is leave them alone.
Yeah.
We don't have nothing to do with them.
That's right.
Leave them alone. Because they ain't very happy. They finna fight each other to show you.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be brutal what they going to do. And they tell you the greatest enemy right now of the country is a what? Is a white extremist.
Right.
Those are their words. They are, that is not my words. These words are theirs. Because they know their own kind. And they know what they're capable of.
That's
right. So when you see what happened at the Capitol, we ain't had nothing to do with that. I don't know why brothers and sisters want to get involved into those matters, because those matters do not concern them.
That's right.
That was white people going to destroy other white people. That don't have nothing to do with us.
That's right.
So my advice to blacks who is listening at this, please stay out of white folks' business. And let them do what they do. Spend your time minding your own business and doing what you need to do for yourself, and stay out of theirs.
That's right.
Because it's going to be horrible in a minute what you see them do. And they're going to do it to one another.
And you know, it's so crazy how they always try to pull us into their mess. Like Dan Patrick recently said, one of the brother Jeffrey there in Chicago, one of the ministers there, Brother Jeffrey had made the statement, and it makes a lot of sense. Talking about the black folks, the reason why you have such a disease still roaming wild as it is because black folks is not getting immunized amongst the American people. But it's just like Brother Jeffrey said, you don't let black people into your city. So if that's the case and black people are not around you, then who in the hell these cases, you know, spreading these cases? You're doing it to yourself.
Yeah.
Don't be trying to use black people as scapegoats. That is you. Our communities don't have all that COVID running rampant in it, even though it's there.
Well,
but it's not running as rampant as it is in yours.
Well, you know, again, I refer to Lot, the story of Lot. Lot was told to, in the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Right.
He was to Babylon. He's told to what? Go into his house. Close the doors. Close the windows.
Right.
And put wax in his ears. Because in the street was going to be death. You didn't even want to, let alone see it, or be a part of what was going on in the street. You didn't even want to hear it.
Right.
Because of its powerful influence. This is a deep thing I'm saying.
Right.
So it's a message to where we are now. Go into your house. Close your doors and close your windows and put wax in your ears, because it's death in the streets. It's so impacting and influential and persuasive. Its attempt is to get you to open your windows and doors, because what? Those on the outside want to come into your house, and if they do, so is death come with them.
Right.
I'm not going to really go into
that
no further. I could easily.
Yeah.
But you need to figure that out yourself. You need to take this and study it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it pertains to you
for that.
In a time like this.
That's right. There's examples in everywhere. In the lives of the prophets,
yes.
Exactly what you just said, man, because look at starting with Noah. At a certain point in time, that ark door had to get closed.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, and the people was out there just a wailing. You know, they was laughing the whole time, but boy, when that rain just kept coming. But the Quran speaks, the Bible don't say it, but the Quran says it speaks about Noah's three sons, but one of those sons didn't make it. It says that a wave came in between Noah. Now, a meeting was had. Now, the God did allow for that son to connect with Noah, both of them. Noah calling out to the son, he told him that son, this day, you know, there's no respite here. This day, you know, you need to make a decision. You need to come on this boat. But the son cared more for the life that the people was living in, you know, that the way he said he was going to go to the shore with the other people. And at that particular time, according to the Quran, a wave came in between him and Noah. And the wave pulled the son back to where everybody else was. So, see, you got a choice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can make your decision. The thing that we're talking about, like the wheel, the passport into the hereafter, and I gave an example of what Brother Farrakhan was talking, was saying in the very beginning, and used the example of milk from a cow. You know, if any of y'all have ever had the opportunity to take your hand in the milk a cow, you know, I mean, I think I only experienced that once, but I didn't do it right, brother. No milk came out.
Yeah.
But the man that was showing us, he did it with ease. You know?
Yeah.
Because he had the knowledge in order on how well to prime the nipples and how to extract the milk out. Well, it's kind of just like when you're talking about the wheel. Everybody have one. However, you got to have the knowledge in how to extract out of the wheel in order to, as the minister would say in his writings, about bringing out a pure drink. Because while you trying to extract out, remember, that milk duct is sitting in between two extremes. This is where in the hell we are today. We are sitting between two extremes. God, devil. God's will, devil will. You know what I'm saying? You are in between two extremes. So therefore, you're going to have to do something to pull, to extract. You're going to have to do some work, man, with your hands. You're going to have to do some work with your mind, more important.
You sure right. Got to do some work.
You know,
lots of it.
You're going to have to do it. And I also brought up about the lake of fire now. That's a very real thing. That's around you. And it says that lake, the fuel of the lake, will be men and stone. I mean, and logs, I'm sorry. Men and logs. That ain't no first time you playing. Some of you playing your parts, man. You playing your parts. You know, they said they shall have their part in the lake of fire. Now, I mentioned only three. Three, believers in God. Second, are those, you know, they believe in God, but they fearful. in their beliefs. Then you have the unbelieving who don't believe at all. And you know, and those, like the Bible spoke about, fearful and unbelief, we're going to take those two. Because on the fearful part, you know, just like I said, you believe in God, but your hope is in the enemy of God. You say you believe in God, but you don't, but that belief is not strong enough to where if God ordered for you not to partake in, you'll be fearful to go against whatever Dr. So-and-so said. That's where we are today.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. The fearful fall under that second category. Yeah. God, I mean, that's a damn shame. You only want to place God above, ahead of you when it's for your convenience. That's a damn shame. And you only want to acknowledge God while the coast is clear. And there's no challenge made on you. You know what I'm saying? This is what's keeping you in the valley of decision today. And mark my words, a great wave is going to come between you and the true believers of God. And it's going to pull you, just like Noah's son, into the lake of fire.
Boy,
with the unbelieving. You know, who have already, the unbelieving already have received their ticket free of charge, all expenses paid. They already on the crash course to hell. They already been there. They got their tickets free of charge. But ask yourself, you finna say something, bro? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, you reminded me of the 23rd Psalms of David.
Right.
And that part about the table. This must be an incredible sight for the devil to see. Thou preparest a table before me.
Yes.
In the presence of my enemy.
Yes.
Preparing a table before you in the presence of your enemy. Here, in the presence of your enemy, what happens? He anointed your head with oil.
Wow.
Until your cup runneth over. Anointing your head with oil.
Right.
Well, oil is something here that you light. You light the wick in order to burn the flame. And you say he anointed your head with oil until the cup run over. This is the wisdom that you are given, the knowledge that you are given, the understanding that you are given that allow you to not only survive, but to thrive in the midst of your enemy.
Yes.
And ain't nothing he can do to stop you.
That's true.
Because you are working with supreme wisdom, that which is above him, that he cannot comprehend.
Right. Mm-mm. Touch the garment of wisdom. That's what we're saying. Remember that, like brother gave that example about the woman touching Jesus' garment. Don't you know what that is, brothers and sisters? That's the power of belief.
Yes.
That's what that was. The power
of
belief.
Let the right one in. Yes.
That's right.
Yes, yes.
Just by touching that garment, meaning too, you know, that was an action she took. She had
that's
to believe that I can get close to that person.
If I
you
can
know,
just
I can
get
close
to enough.
Yeah. And guess what?
I can just
in that
get
action
close
too.
Enough.
Also in that action, brother, was determination. She was
yes,
determined
was.
To get there. Because she
that's
had
right.
to fight through a crowd. Listen.
That's right.
She fought through a crowd. She had one goal in mind.
That's right, Bubba. Nothing else. One goal in mind.
And she was rewarded. Which...
Lord have mercy. That is so beautiful. That is, so beautiful. It's so beautiful. It's so inspiring. It's such grace of God that he gives us and bestows on us that our hearts may be comforted. Oh, man, that's beautiful.
Right. I mean, just one belief, even if you see a brother who just started just studying the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and you just believe just a little in what that brother is saying. Remember, Jesus said, if you got a faith just a grain of a mustard seed, and I think I'm going to do that, brother. I'm going to go buy me some mustard seeds and keep it in a little container. And I'm going to stick it in people's hands. You know what I'm saying? Just a little belief.
The experiment.
Yeah, just a little.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to close it up in your hand. And when you look at that, how small that seed is, God ain't requiring much from you.
Not at all.
Not much at all. Just your belief and your will. Remember the song last week? He wants it all.
Yes.
He wants it all. But just as the example like Brother Farrakhan was saying, you pulling. You're going to have to pull in order to get the agreeable dream.
Yes.
You know? You're going to have to pull. Like I say, I failed when I did it. I'm trying to milk the cow for the first time. I failed in the first attempt. But if it wasn't such of a fleeting moment, because, you know, you go to the livestock show and rodeo when we used to be able to have it. And you could do these things there.
But if you
stay in it long enough, and just like it is that some of the brothers and sisters right now that's in the NOI, man, has been there for a long time. They all started just like everybody else. They started with a belief, and they start pulling the books out, and it's just like pulling the nipple from a cow, and you're constantly pulling, but you're being edified, you're being taught at the same time by the spiritual teachers as well as the reading the word at the same time. So therefore, you are learning now how to pull and extract. And the more experience you are that you go through in this word, it helps to set you up. It helps to prop you up. And then next thing you notice, people are running to touch your garment, and the same process is going to be starting up for them too as well. You're not just going to just get out of this fire today by yourself. Just put it that way, brother.
No, you're not.
It's not going to happen. Man, they telling us we got 10 seconds, man, for this program.
Where will they come?
Man, I enjoyed it, brother. Yeah, so, everybody, go to N-O, let's see. Remember last week we talked about the COVID-19 program that the nation was going to be having. Okay, it's online now. You can go to media.noi.org or just go to noi.org, Nation of Islam, and the banner is there. You can click on there and you can watch the program in its entirety. Thank you all for listening to us today. Happy Labor Day, even though that's one day of work you got off and they working the hell out of you all 300 days of a year. But, you know, go out and make it a good day. Enjoy your Sunday. As-salamu alaykum. Peace.
Wa alaykum as-salam.